Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
I really want to give you something to equip you to take on what you're dealing with right now. You know, throughout the ages, God has called upon His people to stand up in the face of adversity. In the face of the enemy, many have been called to stand up when most people don't want to stand up. A wonderful example of this is King David. We see King David when he wasn't a king at all. He was a shepherd boy. Interesting, we've been talking a lot about sheep today. And King David goes, and the whole army of Israel, I want you to imagine it, it would be like the whole church decides that the enemy that we're facing is too great for them. But there was one individual who looked at this enemy and thought, who is this enemy? What is this thing that comes against the Lord of hosts? What is this? And who is this to defy and try and defile the armies of Israel? And when everybody else was too scared, and Goliath would challenge and taunt and taunt and basically mock the children of Israel, they would be so filled with fear. Because oftentimes in our walk with God, we get to that place where we kind of feel like our circumstances or what we're facing is greater than who God actually is in our lives. And I know most of us will quickly say, oh, not me. But the truth is, only God knows what's going on the inside of us. And when we face the giant, when we face the circumstances, how do we respond to it? And it's amazing to see the way that David chooses to respond in the face of everybody else not responding that way. Responding with fear, not standing up to what the enemy throws at them. You see, no matter what we're facing, no matter, you know, many people are saying, well, you know, is this God's judgment? Is this the enemy and God's going to... Right, it doesn't matter. It's not important. What's important is there is something in front of us that is killing, stealing, and destroying. And so as the church, it's our responsibility to stand up and to fight and to do what we're supposed to do. And so we see with King David, or shepherd boy David at the time, he decides to stand up and face this enemy that's coming against him. And we know the story. He wins so victoriously with 5 pebbles. And a slingshot. You see, that's one of the keys, is that we fight with what we have. In the eyes of the world, what we sometimes have seems so insignificant. It seems as though the weapons of our warfare are insignificant. In other words, let me give you an example. Let me try and put it into today's terms. Oceans Unite Christian Center, why are you having so many prayer meetings? Oceans Unite Christian Center, why are you fasting for the rest of this week as well? Why are you pressing in? Why are you doing that? Don't you know that everything has been done already? That you can just sit back and watch? Listen, I don't believe that we are called to sit back and watch. I believe that God has given us the weaponry necessary to take on the enemy. Another great example in the Bible is the story of Joshua and Caleb. When everybody goes into the promised land, this is the promised land, but they come back with a negative report. Joshua and Caleb have a different mindset to what they have to deal with. All they see is the promise. Everybody else sees death. Everybody else sees torment. Everybody else sees the enemy. And the enemy looks like a giant to them. Literally, go read it. Whereas Joshua and Caleb look at this and they don't see the enemy. They see their God. They know who they serve. They know that everything they have necessary to overcome what the enemy is that's in front of them, they have it in their arsenal. They know their God. Like David knew his God, they knew who their God was. So when they stepped forward to wage warfare, they would win. And the ones that didn't, in that specific circumstance, did not inherit what God had for them. Now, every situation is obviously different. But there's a famous old story in the Bible. And I want you to know, church, don't think for one second that your praises, that your worship, that you're crying out to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the scripture that is right now. There's movements all over the planet. Movements of prayer. Thousands of people crying out to God. And I want to say to you this evening in this place, what you need to know is these prayers will be heard. And they will be answered. But it is important that the way we fight and the way we step forward, and I'm going to say it again because this is our hour. This is our hour. It's not a nice hour, but it's our hour nonetheless. Because in the hour of fear, in the hour of despair, it's our responsibility, those that have been equipped and clothed with the armor of God, to step forward and say, we know who our God is. And in the face of Corona Shmona, we know what we have to do. So what is it that we have to do? Well, I'm so glad you're asking so many questions this evening. Let's go to a famous old story. And in the context of what we're dealing with, this story, the perspective of this will hopefully change for you. And then I'm going to show you why we pray every day, why we fast all the way up to Passover, why we're seeking God, why we get up here and rant and rave like lunatics praising God for the victory that we don't yet have. I'll show you why, and I'll show you why it matters. And just like David, the other people would look at them and mock him, saying, how is it that he can do this with his little slingshot and his five stones? You see, David knew that he didn't even, it wasn't about the slingshot, it wasn't about the stones, it was about who was with him, who he represented. And he did what God said. He stepped forward boldly and took on the enemy. In the face of the coronavirus, what do you choose to do? Watch CNN, fake news. Or are you going to stand up in the face of this thing and say, okay, this is what the statistics say. This is what the graph says. The what do you call it? The graph. No, not the death toll. Oh, no, you guys. I need some more people here. You people are useless. What do they call it? The statistics. The graph. Okay, that's not the right thing, but it'll work. The statistics may say the graphs. Come on. The models, all the models, are saying it'll look like this. And in my mind and in my heart, I know that it's Passover season. Oh, well, you know, Pastor Alex, that's just a coincidence. Well, I'm so glad you think it's a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence today David walked onto the battlefield. It wasn't a coincidence that Joshua and Caleb were also sent with the other spies. It wasn't a coincidence that we're praying every day. It's not a coincidence that the church has come together in unity, in one accord. Oh, I love the way God brings people together His way. His way, not our way. Because His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Okay, so let me get to the story. 2 Kings 13, verse number 14. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him. And if I'm correct, I may be wrong, but as far as I can tell, this is speaking about Jehu's grandson, I think. But that's besides the point, okay? I may be wrong on that, so please don't crucify me if I get that one wrong. But I just thought that'd be interesting for you to know. Because really, we only hear about what Jehu does. And it's after that, we don't really hear too much about what Elisha does with any king. But in this situation, Elisha's an old man and he's about to die. It's time for him to go. Then Jehu, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, watch this. Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. He's crying out and he's basically almost weeping and he's saying, listen. And he comes to the prophet and you can see he has a relationship with the prophet. But in this situation, what you need to understand is that the prophet represents God in the story. That's who he represents. And he comes before the prophet and he says, my father, my father. He didn't say my prophet. He didn't say, oh, holy one. He just said, my father. And even though I know he's speaking to the prophet here, I want you to understand that the prophet, again, I'm going to say it, represents God. He is the voice of God in that time. And he goes to him and he's crying out to him and he's saying, listen, we have a problem. And he says this, he says, our chariots, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. In other words, we are few. We cannot win this battle. What are we going to do? The coronavirus looks so bad. The coronavirus has caused death. The coronavirus has been destructive. Yes, it doesn't look good. But God, what can we do? Father, Father, what can we do about this situation? What is the answer to this situation, Father? We know that the only one who has the answer is you. And Elisha said to him, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows, and he said to the king of Israel, put your hand, this is so powerful, on the bow. So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. Woo! You see, what happens is when you put your hands on the weapons that you've been given, when you put your hands on the weapons you've been given, you need to know that the King of Heaven, our Father, will take His hand and put His hand on your hands. You see, that's why when we talk about the full armor of God, we talk about the full armor of God. And to me, it's like I'm putting Christ on. I'm putting on the breastplate of righteousness, which is His. I'm putting on the belt of truth, which is His truth. I'm putting on salvation, which belongs to Him. I'm putting on everything that belongs. Peace is His peace. I'm taking the sword of the Spirit. It's His word in my mouth. I'm putting Christ on me. So when He says to the king, listen, put your hand on the weapon, put your hand on the bow. But I want you to know that when you do that, my hand is coming on your hand. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to equip you. I'm going to give you everything you need. And what I'm about to share with you, son, is powerful and life-changing, and it has the ability to cause transformation even in this hour. And he said, open the east window. And he opened, and then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot, and he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. This to me is like, it's a beautiful picture of God saying to us, listen, church, I have given you weapons. Those weapons that I have given you, praise and worship, crying out to me, prayer, fasting, seeking my face. These are the weapons that will give you deliverance over your enemy. I have given you these weapons. These are the weapons, and there's a plan for you to overcome throughout the ages from the very beginning. I have spoken and given my servants everything they need to overcome every obstacle. Have a look throughout the Word of God and see that every time an enemy rises from any direction, the east, the north, the south, the west, the Lord always makes a way out. The Lord always has a way for us to get out. And I want you to know that we have weapons. Those weapons have been given to us. And He's saying now, listen, as you're about to shoot, I want you to know the weapons that I've prepared for you, you already have them. Now, son, what will you do with these weapons? What will you do? These are weapons that bring deliverance. These are weapons that will destroy the enemy. Oh, you know, Pastor Alex, I don't know about that. You know, every time I pray, God doesn't answer my prayer. Well, what if He answers this time? What if we decide, as the body of Christ, do you think it's a mistake that this Passover now? The coronavirus could have been here in November. It could have been here in July. Well, it was in China in November, Pastor Alex. I got you, brother. But can't you see that the pandemic is now? It's now. It's at the peak of the world right now. Oh, and it's the season where God's about to do something, I believe. But it requires a response. It requires somebody to stand up. You see, God's given us the weapons. He's given us the tools. He's equipped us and empowered us. And everything we need is in His Word. Every week, week after week, I've gotten you to stand up and begin to praise. I've gotten you to stand up and begin to declare. I've given you the tools from the different Psalms and said to you, this is how we fight. Now I want to say to you, what will you do with those weapons? Oh, you know, that pastor from Oceans United Christian said that he's a little crazy. You darn right I'm crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus, and I believe. I believe. You might not believe, but I believe. It's okay. About four people just took me off the screen. Don't tell me it was more than four. That'll be very upsetting. So he says to him, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. So he said to him, I've given you the weapons to overcome. In verse 18, he says, then he said, take the arrows. So he took them. Now you must try and imagine that he's standing there with Elisha the prophet. He's just told him that these arrows are these weapons, this that I've equipped you with, this that I've given you. In our circumstances, it would be the word of God. It would be prayer. It would be fasting. It would be seeking the Lord in this situation, trusting in him, faith, all of that stuff. He says to him, now I've given it all to you. They're the arrows. These, everything you have is represented by these arrows. And this is what I want you to do. Watch what he says. Then he said, take the arrows. So he took them and he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till he had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times. Listen to me, church. This is so prophetic for right now. This is what God is saying to the church right now. You might not feel like praying right now. You might not feel like fasting right now. You might not feel like 2 Chronicles 7:14 is for us right now. But God is saying, I've given you these weapons. I've given you these tools. Now I want you to strike the ground. I want you to take what I've given you and I want you to fight. Are we going to be a church that just says, no, you know what? We'll just do it like maybe here and there, maybe, you know, and then we'll just see and watch and see what happens. Or are we going to be a church that's going to pray? Are we going to be a church that's going to believe? Are we going to be a church? And I'm not talking about our church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. Are we going to be a people right now that's going to take this word? Come on, I need some drums. Come on, let's begin to praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, stand up right where you are. Stand up in your house and begin to strike the ground with your praises. Begin to strike the ground. Listen, this is how we overcome. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we'll beat this virus. I can say to you right now, because it's in the word, that this is how we overcome. But it's going to take a people that's going to strike the ground more than three times. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We will strike until we overcome. You have been given everything you need to overcome this enemy. Right now, come on, let's begin to give him praise. You need to sing something. She needs her mic on.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we overcome the enemy. With the might of the Lord, with the glory of
the
Lord.
Come, let the band come up.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we overcome the enemy. With the might of the Lord, with the glory of our King. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we overcome the enemy. With the might of the Lord, with the glory of our King. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we overcome.
So Father, tonight in this place, we have your word in our mouths. We have been clothed with the full armor of God. And in you, we have peace. In you, we have victory. We have joy. We have righteousness. We have all these things in you, Father. And again, Father, this day, we celebrate Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus was on the donkey, on the mule, as he rode into the city to prepare to give his life. And we will celebrate and we will continue to pray and we will strike that arrow, Father, in this week and the weeks to come. And when this enemy has been defeated, we will fight the next one. For it is our desire to see every lost soul saved. Every dying and hurting person, that their lives would be changed. Father, there are so many people full of fear right now. Full of fear, Father. But you have given us an answer to fear. And his name is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so on this day, Lord, we will sing Hosanna one more time to you this evening, Father, as we close off the service. Because we love you. Because we trust you. You are our only constant. You are our everything. Thank you, Jesus, that we have everything we need to overcome every battle. But I want to declare it once again this evening in this place as we sing this song, Father. We sing it to you. As the children of Israel sang it and David wrote the song. Hosanna Adonai. We cry out to you, Father, for deliverance, to save us now. Baruch haba Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We put our faith in you, Lord. You are our strength and our strong tower in this time, in any time. But every person that's watching, just strengthen them right now, Father, I pray. In the name of Jesus, let's sing that song one more time. Let's sing it now.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light. My salvation, whom shall I be afraid? Oh Lord, whom shall I be afraid?
So, Father, right now we cry out for this nation. We cry out for the nations of this world. We know that you are our only answer. And so, Father, right now, in the name that is above every name, we pray for the deliverance and the healing of the nations. We pray for our nation right now, the United States of America. We pray, Father, for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation in this time. We pray for our president right now that you would strengthen and equip him and empower him, Father. Give him the tools, everything necessary to fight this invisible enemy. And so, Father, I pray right now for our state. We pray for our city. We pray for every person, Father. Let the models be wrong, Lord. Let them be way less. And Father, we pray that over this Passover season, there will be a change that will take place drastically. And we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we cry out to you, Father, tonight in this place. Hoshiana, save us, Lord. Save us, Lord. Deliver us, Father. And so we give you thanks. And we give you praise. And we give you all the glory and honor. Now I pray, Father, for every person connected with us right now, that you would strengthen and encourage them, Father, in this time. That the joy of the Lord would be your strength and the peace of God is your portion. Go now and let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with every one of you in this week. Know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. And spend time with Him. Cry out to Him. Trust Him at His word. And we will see the end of this come far quicker than most predicted. And so we honor you tonight in this place because of it, Father. It will not be long. And the churches will be full. In fact, the churches will be overflowing. For many will come to you, Father. Many will come to you when this is all over. And so we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. In the name that is above every name, the only name, Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have an awesome and wonderful week. And listen, church, strike the ground over and over and over. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.